Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Whether you have some time off booked, lucky you, but you really want to switch off or just feel that you're constantly checking in, maybe it's time for a digital detox. Have you thought about it? Well, according to the Huffington Post, there are five major warning signs that you need to look out for, which can leave you feeling stressed and tired and anxious. And it could mean you need a complete digital detox and that you might not get a rest without one, particularly from your job. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by career consultant Angela Burke. Angela, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Cormac.
We all know it's really important to get a full break from work, but does that include, in your opinion, a full digital detox from work stuff as well?
Well, it can help, can't it? Like, I was thinking about myself there in terms of the last holiday I went on, and I don't know about you, Cormac, but those first couple of days getting into the holiday, it's so hard to switch off. I feel like you're just looking out for emails or calls to come in. Yeah. So I think the idea of a digital detox can kind of, it can prevent that, can't it? At least in the first couple of days.
Yeah, try working in news and you can't get away. You can't get away from it. But what are the benefits then? What are the benefits of unplugging completely, in your opinion?
Well, I think if you think about it, now not every single one of us, but a lot of us, you know, in our form of work, we're connected to, whether it's email, phone, you know, even if you're in a hospital setting, you're going to be connected to the pager, etc. And I think there's an element of that in our personal life as well. It might be social contact, but we're being contacted all the time. Our attention is being taken all the time. I actually read an article today, and like, I don't know about you, Cormac, how many times do you check your phone a day? But on average, and this is the average, on average we check it 47 times a day. I'm sure there's a lot to check it much higher. I was going to say. So when you think about it, we're doing that for work. We're doing it for our personal life as well. So that's a lot. So I guess the benefits, come back to your point as well, you're kind of, you know, when you're going back to work, at least you've had that break from checking notifications, being on all the time, being contactable all the time. But it's not easy either, because, you know, if you're away with your other half and you have kids and they're left with the babysitter or mom and dad, etc., you know, you want to be contactable in some sense. But I think there's parameters you can put in place to make it a bit manageable at least.
How do you know then, Angela, that this is something that you need to do? Because we're talking about these five red flags.
Yeah. So there's a couple of flags. So I think the first thing is that kind of restlessness. I can definitely relate to this, particularly in the first few days of a holiday where you just feel like there's something missing. But even before you go on holidays, if you're getting to that point in life in general where you're just getting a bit agitated, if you like kind of anxiety, stress is increasing, it could be that you're overstimulated by your phone, you know, by digital, by media. So that's one of the signs. Another sign, and I will hold my hand up and say it usually happens in the evening, where you're on your phone and you just meant to check it, you know, one of those 47 times a day you just meant to check it. And next thing, you know, 30 minutes has passed and you're looking at whales in the ocean or something like, and you're wondering how I got here. So,
and it's designed to do that. That's the thing, isn't it? It's designed to just suck you in.
Oh, it has us all. Yeah, exactly. So I suppose the point I want to make there is if you're losing track of time and you're getting caught down a rabbit hole or, you know, in the ocean with the whales, that's another sign you're probably spending a little bit too much time on your phone. And for me, anyways, what gives me the horrors is, what am I missing out on when I'm spending that time, you know, down that rabbit hole? And then lastly, I think, you know, just, you know, they talk about the rising cortisol levels. So cortisol levels, for anyone who isn't familiar, is your stress chemical, your stress hormone. And actually, I will attest to this, when those notifications on your phone are going off, they say that it's linked to rising cortisol levels. And I've tested this myself. I wouldn't say I keep all of my notifications off all the time, but there's a lot of apps that I've just had to turn off. And even when I turn them back on, so Instagram is one for me, I have all my notifications turned off. And if the odd time I post something, I want to see the reaction. If I turn it on, I can sense like the stress increasing straight away.
So Angela, you sound to me, you're like a brilliant test case here, because you sound to me like a person who is kind of driven mad by your phone, but really, really needs your phone as well. Have you ever tried a complete digital detox?
I will say you might have got the wrong idea there now, Cormac. I will say I like everyone else, I definitely use my phone, but I think I'm just aware of, I'm very aware of how it's making me feel. So I have put these parameters in place.
You're avoiding the question,
full,
Minister.
have I done a full digital detox? Well, it's funny. I was like, they're going to ask this question and I'm going to have to be honest. I haven't done a formal one, but I have done, you know, forms of digital detox. But I will say,
she's
from
really like Minister Sarah. Well, it's really how you define a digital detox. And the forms of digital detox that you've tried, then, have they worked?
Do you know what? Like, they have actually, because again, I kind of lean into like the first, I find the first couple of days of a holiday very hard. I think I forget how to relax and I feel like I'm looking for something to do. So what I personally have tried in the last couple of holidays is just leave little things like leave the phone if you're, you know, if you're away, leave the phone inside. Or actually a really good one that I tried the last time was plan something active for those first couple of days so that you're not thinking of your phone, you're not sitting on a, you know, sunbed or sun lounger and it's easy to have your phone in your hand, you know. You can lock apps and you can actually set, so on my WhatsApp and my Instagram I actually have a daily allowance, so you can set a daily allowance, and once that daily allowance is up, literally you could be in the middle, that's happened to me, I'm in the middle of sending a voice note and WhatsApp closes down.
My god. So, you are extremely organized and very sensitive to it as well. You're dead right. Look, well done you, Angela Burke. Thank you very much indeed for all the great advice. Career consultant, thank you.
Thanks.